come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and it's that time of the week. Excuse me for one second here. I'm choked up because of our special guest. She does this to me every time we get together. This is the time that you've anxiously been awaiting, and don't lie to me, you really have. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting,
more beautiful than
obviously the most entertaining, the tastiest, and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at, I love saying this place, Cook's Warehouse in fashionable East Cobb. For those of you who are in Israel, you have no idea where I'm talking about. It's north of Atlanta, about 20 miles. Don't worry about it. Just next time you come, if you're visiting Atlanta from Israel, Germany, let's see, where else? Turkey, Honduras, anywhere you're coming, Ireland, England, Scotland, just ask where Marietta is in fashionable East Cobb. And I trust me, my friends, the people there will tell you exactly where to go. Just saying. Anyway, this particular show is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience, and by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. Yes, my friends, Real Sweet Vidalia onions are out on the streets. They're the leaders in Vidalia sweet onions. Remember, my friends, if it doesn't say real sweet on the back of the tag, it ain't. And, of course, by Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia on Windward Parkway, your portal to the world of good times, the world of great cigars, and the world of absolutely incredible friends you have yet to meet. And, of course, GoIsrael.com for a life-changing experience while having a ton of fun. Put Israel on your bucket list. Well, my friends, we are doing a unique show because we're doing it in the middle of the week or towards the front end of the middle. When we do, that means we've got a celebrity with us. And this gal, we had such great reviews last time she was here. I think your mama took a call. You took a call from her. Was your mom called?
If she was, she has a hotline from heaven.
Oh, well, she talks, she channels through your cooking.
Hey, that works for me.
Anyway, our next guest is very special. She is someone who has taken redneck cooking to a whole new level. And we were talking about this off camera. This is more of soul cooking. This is more of cooking from the heart, cooking from the soul, cooking from your kitchen, and no foofiness added. And so this particular, her first cookbook was wildly popular. She won 5-time national pie champion. She's got more awards than Carter has pills when it comes to baking. But now she took it to another level. She said, okay, enough of the baking. I've done everything I can do there. So now I want to mix. I want to move along. And she decided to do her new book called Country Cooking from a Redneck Kitchen. My friends, I want you to put your hands together. I know if you're on 285, I'd not do it, but put your hands together for the chef extraordinaire, Francine Bryson.
Yeah.
Francine.
That is wild.
Francine, welcome back. When Esther Levine, I guess you would call her the chauffeur for the stars,
exactly.
For the greatest book writers, the greatest artists everywhere. They always call on Esther first, and Esther is so good about contacting us, letting us know what celebrities are in town. And a couple of months ago, I was looking through. She updates constantly. She's just really a consummate pro. And Esther said, oh, look who's coming, Francine Bryson. So I immediately, without hesitation, said, hey, I got to get this gal back on the show. And here you are. And it's only been a year.
A year, yeah.
This is awesome.
I'm going to tell you what. I don't play.
Well, you don't. I mean, between your millions of people on your Facebook, which tires me to no end. I can't keep up with you on Facebook.
I can't keep up with Facebook.
Well, that's why you have someone that helps you keep up on Facebook.
No, I ain't got nobody. It's you going to wait.
Oh,
you wait till I get there.
But this is awesome. And Francine, I turned around and saw you, knew exactly who you were. Because you bring a light to the room.
Aww.
Everywhere you go. It's so good to have
you're
you back.
You're so sweet. You know I'm married, right?
Well, I know, but we don't have to let priorities get in the way.
Okay.
But anyway, this is a family show. but this is, and talking about family, you notice I do the clever segue.
This is a
family show.
That's right.
And this is really a family cookbook.
Yes, it is.
Because this cookbook of yours, your first one's From Love and Passion of Baking.
Mm-hmm.
But unless they heard the first show or unless they bought the book, they didn't realize you really got your street cred cooking.
I did. Savory. And pork at that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's so weird. Everybody asks me, how did you start competitive baking and cooking? And I'm like, it started with a pork roast. It's that simple.
As it should.
Started with a pork roast. And, I mean, Lord knows I'm all about the pig. So.
And let's talk a little. This was another labor of love. This isn't something. It pours fast.
I see that.
Well, see, I don't like weenie holes in my pepper and salt shaker.
Nobody likes a weenie hole.
Yeah.
It starts.
Yes, and it starts. But I mean, seriously, nothing irritates me more than when I'm in a restaurant or something, you go to put salt and pepper on your food.
And it's a weenie shaker.
And it's a weenie shaker. You know, I got these little bitty holes where the grains are twice as big as the holes.
Exactly.
So you shake it until it crushes. So everything at Casa Jenkins has to be made with big holes, minimum 32-ounce drink cups. I can't tolerate weeniness of any kind.
You know, there should be a law passed where every restaurant, no matter where they serve you food, you should have a salt and pepper grinder at every table.
Yeah.
That should be a federal law where you grind your own salt and pepper.
Well, you know, one of the great things about this cookbook is you have got to have real. This is not. We were laughing before as we were doing your mise en place for you because you are, after all, a celebrity.
I had to teach you what mise en place really stands for.
You notice Francine, I can't remember. What does it stand for?
Get your crapola together.
Well, and this really was. I mean, when you're doing a recipe. You have to have, obviously for cookbooks, it's painful. You have to put in exact measurements.
Well, in baking, yes.
Especially baking, because
yes,
if you screw
it's science,
up,
yeah.
it's a science.
But cooking is, I think people need to feel more when they're cooking and measure less. When you're writing a cookbook, you have to put measurements in, but you need to feel your food. Let it talk to you. Let it speak to you and feel the passion that's going through it is what you need to do. And don't worry about the measurements so much. It'll work itself out.
And the thing about it is, too, is when we were doing your mise en place for you, there were a lot of things that called for exact measurements.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked you, I said, do you really want the measurements? Now, sometimes chefs will look at me and say, what are you, crazy? That's why we put them down there. But not you, because you cook like I do.
Exactly.
You cook like the vast, unwashed 95% of people that cook.
Taste that sauce?
Oh, man, absolutely.
I figured.
And that is, you got to, you're not putting in necessarily a teaspoon and a half of salt. You're just putting in what feels right. Bless you. You just put in what feels right.
Right.
And then you go from there. And it really is, it's really a touch, feel, taste, and not so much exact measurements. And so you, to your credit, you said, you know what? Just put the bottle there. Just put it there
and we'll handle it.
Just put it there and we'll handle it. While we're handling that, we're going to remind you, we are with Francine Bryson. We're at the Cook's Warehouse in Fashionable East Cobb. Diane and Lily, and everybody here is just so magnificent. Robin, Matt, everybody is so amazing here because this is the ultimate place to come and play if you're a culinarian. Get great classes here, you get great chefs here, you get the best of the best, and you get some of the most outstanding cookbook authors come to Cook's Warehouse because they have the opportunity to have the places where we all can play. And not only that, if you've even thought of a kitchen gadget, if you've even thought it, they have it here. That's what's amazing. You can come and buy things. I mean, they have little corner rubber corner things for the boards to keep from sliding. They have apple cores and all kinds of things. And we're talking about the Cook's Warehouse, Fashionable East Cobb. We are Chef and a Fat Man, Francine Bryson, a redneck chef with a great style.